It's the last day of the semester, and the Amtrak station is starting to fill up. People are huddled under the small awning as rain starts to move in. It's mostly students headed home for the summer.
Chicago only over in that line, please. Everyone else, up and to the left, right here.
A few are going to the central part of the state, but most of them are headed farther north.
Central Illinois.
I am from Chicago.
Buffalo Grove.
Chicago.
Monroeville, Illinois. It's a suburb of Chicago.
With a possible funding cut that could force Amtrak to cut the Saluki and the Illini trains from their schedule, that leaves riders in this area only one choice, the city of New Orleans, that leaves just after 3 a.m. I asked Justin Edelheit how he felt about only having one option to take the train home to Buffalo Grove.
I probably wouldn't take the train because I can't get up at 3:30 in the morning because I'm a sleeper.
And for his situation, he doesn't have many other options.
Well, I don't really have a car down here, so I have to take the train to get home. And that's the only way that I have to see my family.
Parth Patel can understand Justin's reliance on Amtrak.
I don't actually have a car here, and so it's easier for me to take the train because I take the train from here to Chicago, and then I take another train from Union Station to Naperville, which is closer to my house.
And writer Joe Tumanero likes the train ride home to the suburbs as well.
I actually take the train a lot. I've taken it. I got rid of my car this year to take the train because it's just easier.
A few minutes later, I bumped into John O'Shea. He rides the train every couple of months. And he has a really good reason to take the train instead of driving.
Well, I live right by Union Station, so this takes me right to there. And I live two blocks away from here, so it's easy, just a hassle driving 6 hours to and from.
John says he doesn't mind taking the 3 a.m. train, but today he needs another option.
That's usually the one I take, but that's just because it's more convenient for me. I'm just taking this one because I have to be somewhere tonight.
All these riders enjoy taking the train, and some feel that limiting the number of departures will limit their traveling. One of those is Kelia Hamden. She's taking multiple trains to get home to Detroit, and losing options could lead to headaches getting home, especially after exams.
It would be much more difficult to get around. And as you can see, a ton of people come on like the end of the semester, so it would affect a lot of people.
For WSIU Radio, I'm Benji Jeffords.